Dick by David Brant Berg. First Corinthians 7 tells us, "Let every man abide in the calling wherein he was called. If one has been called to be a servant, seek not to be loosed. If you're free, seek not to be bound." One of the lessons we learn in life is to stick to a job or calling and endure the hardships that may come with it. As Paul said, "Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." The people who accomplished something that the world has heard about persevered at their calling through thick and thin, even during those times when they were exhausted or frustrated and felt like giving up. Nobody particularly enjoys sticking to their job for 20, 30, or 40 years. I think everybody gets fed up with a job and bored with it sometimes, and maybe even sick of it. But if you don't stick to it, you'll never pull through that stage and accomplish all that the Lord has for you. One of the saddest scriptures in the New Testament is, "Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world." It's a lesson I learned the hard way when I was young. I wanted to go into the army to get away from my mother and the Lord's work. I'd never seen what the world was like, and I wanted to get out there and see it. My time in the army cured me, especially when I was so sick and was 3 days unconscious with double pneumonia. If I hadn't prayed for the mercy of God, I would have died. But I'll tell you, I never tried to leave my ministry with my mother again until she finally retired. I don't think I ever quit a job for the Lord from that time on. Then, after my mother retired, the Lord gave me that little church job out in Arizona, which was one of the toughest jobs I've ever had. But I stuck to the job until the Lord made it very clear I had to leave, whether I liked it or not. Then, the Lord gave me a job in Los Angeles, driving a Christian school bus, and then both driving the school bus and teaching school. Though I had one of the toughest classes in the whole school, which 5 teachers had already quit, I stuck it out for 3 years. When I was practically weeping in the mirror one morning while shaving, saying, "Lord, I can't stand any more. I can't take it any longer. I just can't." The Lord said, "Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, that you may please him who hath called you to be a soldier." If it's a job or calling that you know God has placed you in, where you have a good ministry, and you're helping souls or being a blessing, and you know it's the Lord, you should be very cautious of quitting it until God says, "You're finished. It's time to go." It's better to stick it out until you know God wants you to leave a job and you know he's got something else he wants you to do. My mother once asked Dr. Wiseman, who ran a mission in San Francisco that hardly ever had many people there, "How could you stay here so many years when you seem to be accomplishing so little?" He said, "Sister, it is one thing, just to stick." Apparently, he felt called there to stick it out, and he just stuck. Of course, if God makes it plain to you that you should make a change or a move, and this is not the place for you, you'll want to follow God wherever he leads you. But it is one thing just to stick. The Lord often uses these situations to help you to learn lessons on faithfulness and how to stick to a job, no matter how boring or how tiresome or how fed up you get or offended sometimes, or you feel like you're unappreciated and all the rest. It's one thing just to stick, at least until God tells you it's time to go. I was often afraid that I would jump the gun and leave before God's time, to the point that I usually waited until I got kicked out or I got fired or forced out to make sure it was God's will and time for me to go. It's one thing just to stick and be faithful in the job that God has given you, no matter what happens, if it's of the Lord and you know it's God's will. Sometimes you may even doubt that, but you will want to make sure that it's God's will first before you take it upon yourself to make the decision to leave your job or place of service. Sometimes I'd figure, my time of working with my mother is up, and I think it's about time I got out and learned to be an evangelist and make something of myself. But I'd promised God that as long as my mother was serving the Lord and fruitful in her ministry, I would stick with her, and I did for 20 years. There are so many stories in the Bible of people who went through many trials, but they stuck to their job. King David worked under such a difficult boss as Saul, but God told him to stick with Saul, and he did until the Lord let him know it was time to go. It's better to be sure that it's God's timing and trust that He will let you know when it's time for a change. Or if you're not sure, just wait till you know for sure. God help us to be faithful and just to stick. Praise you, Lord. Help us to have some stick-to-itiveness, Lord, some determination to endure during the tough times. Help us to know that it's one thing just to stick to the task that you have given us, determined not to quit, but to keep going whether we succeed or fail. Help us to stay put in the job you've given us until you tell us it's time to move on. In Jesus' name, we ask you to help us all to remember that it's one thing just to stick to the job or calling you have given us and to be faithful. Moreover, it is required in stewards that they be found faithful. And the one thing that the master said to the servants as they entered heaven, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord." Help us to remember that the most important thing in our service and our lives for you, and the most important thing to you, is our faithfulness.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.